Today we celebrate the conversion of St. Paul. And from that reading, we hear about a man named Ananias. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," and he said, "Here am I, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to a street called Straight at the house of Judas. Look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. Behold, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I've heard many things about this man and how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul." He hesitated. Ananias was told by the risen Lord to go to Saul, this man from Tarsus, and he hesitates. He was afraid. And he didn't much like this Saul either. So he complains to the Lord. He hesitates. But the Lord simply says, "Go." And Ananias goes. He goes to this house and he extends a hand of Christian friendship. With that simple greeting, "Brother Saul," Ananias becomes first Christian friend. He is that brother in Christ that Saul needed at that moment. It's about all we know of Ananias. This incident is his claim to fame. But it's enough. It's enough for us to imagine what he would say to us as a community of brothers and sisters in Christ. What, imagine if he had been walking around this seminary community for the last few days, what he might tell us. So let's imagine. I learned something that day when the Lord told me to go see Saul. I learned how important the church is. I learned how important it is for there to be brothers and sisters in Christ for one another. I was able to lay my hand on Saul, to greet him as Brother Saul. The touch of a hand, an encouraging word, a prayer, also important. On that day, Saul needed me to be a brother in the faith, just as there have been times when I needed someone to be the church for me, to be someone that will have that touch, that word of encouragement, that prayer. And so do you. The world is a cold and lonely place. And there are times when you need someone to be the church for you, to be a brother in the faith, to be a sister who says that word of encouragement. Oh, I'm not talking about being all sorts of best buddies or even this touchy-feely type stuff. Just to speak the word. To be that one who brings the care in a moment of need. To simply be the church for each other. But just as I hesitated, I can see there are times when you hesitate to be the church. To be brothers and sisters to each other because it takes time. It takes time to be with someone who needs that greeting. And there is so much going on, so much in your own life to do. The schedule can be so hectic that to simply reach out with the greeting, with the prayer, with the word of encouragement can be so tough. But that's not the only reason why you hesitate. There's also fear and dislike. When the risen Lord told me to go see Saul, I was afraid. He had papers, I could be arrested, executed, and I didn't much like this guy either. He had murderous threats against the church. And I'm to go see Saul? I was afraid. I didn't like this. Sometimes I wonder if you're afraid. Afraid of the reaction you might get if you go to someone. You live in a time where people don't seem to accept help very well. Maybe it's a sense of pride, a sense of self-sufficiency. Whatever the case is, I've noticed it's difficult even to say thank you to people for who have helped you. It is a little difficult. You hesitate when to reach out to help someone if you might get rejected, or if you say a word and you don't get much response in back. But it's more than just fear of how people might respond to you. And I sometimes wonder if you even like each other. Oh, I've been around these past couple days, get to sit in on classes, listen in the game room, in dorm rooms, at the cafeteria, on the sidewalk. And the things you say about each other, sometimes you delight in tearing down rather than building up, being judgmental instead of the best construction. It's hard to be a brother and sister in Christ when the words you say don't even indicate that you like the other person. It's hard to be the church for each other when you're afraid. I know. It's hard to reach out as a brother or a sister in the faith when you don't like someone. I know. It's hard to be the church when you're all wrapped up in yourself. I know. But I also know the risen Christ who came to me in that vision and told me to simply go to Saul. I know that risen Christ chose me. Despite my past, he simply chose me, just as he has chosen you to be brothers and sisters in Christ, chosen you to be a part of his body called the church. And he doesn't hesitate to do that. That's the way he works. When the time came, he came to this earth. No hesitation, despite the humiliation he was to undergo. When the time came, he reached out to those who were in need of his care and compassion, despite the rejection he might experience. When the time came, he went to the cross to die for sin. No hesitation, despite the prospect of death and hell he was to go through. And when the time came for him to rise from the dead, there was no hesitation, no hesitation. Jesus was God's chosen instrument. He is our brother, and he treats us as his brothers and sisters. He chooses us, forgives us despite our past, whatever hesitancy there may have been, whatever fears, however we may have treated someone, however much we've been wrapped up in ourselves. He simply chooses us to be his church, brothers and sisters in the faith. And even more, he chooses us to be his chosen instruments to go and be the church for each other. What a privilege I had that day to go to Saul, the man from Tarsus, and to extend to him that hand of Christian friendship, to be the brother in faith he needed on that very day. What a privilege you have to go to each other, to be brothers and sisters in Christ on those very days when someone in Christ Church needs you. Now is not the time and the place to hesitate. For Jesus simply says, "Do not be afraid, I am with you. Love as I loved you." Jesus, the risen Christ, simply says to you, his church, go. He simply says, go. Amen.